Washington University. The date today is April 17, 1979, and the interview is taking place in the Lutheran
Tacoma
Lutheran home, and is being conducted by Jenny Bierbach and Janet Rasmussen. What is your full name?
Here.
Mm-hmm. What is your full name?
Full name? Uh-huh. Oh, Tilla Pauline Lindy.
And when were you born?
1902.
And where were you born?
Let's go back to that date again. I didn't hear that. Was that 1892?
No. 1891.
Yes. I was born.
What was your birth date? Your whole birth date?
10th of June.
The 10th of June, 1891.
Okay. What town in Norway were you born in?
Wait a minute. Let's hear a little more about that. Where is that exactly?
Well, I couldn't say exactly. It's in north of Norway.
The northern part.
The northern part. Bodø is the town, the closest town. It's a big town there. Mm-hmm. But it is a little town where I was born. It's in Rognan.
I Salten.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents' names?
My father was Johansson. And my mother was Christine Johansson.
Can you tell me a little bit about them? Did your father work?
But he passed away. I was 2 years old.
So then did your mother have to work to support you? What did she do?
She was 7 children. Oh, I was the youngest woman. Mm.
What did she do then?
Well, she didn't work out. She used to have to take care of those children. Because my grandfather was helpless and he had this.
So there were 7
and
children.
And then you spent out working in day, mm-hmm. day work. Mm-hmm.
We have a picture of your mother there.
That is my mother.
Yeah.
How
she
old
was
she?
88 years old.
Mm-hmm. Was this in
Norway? She was 92.
Was this picture taken in Norway?
Yeah.
What is she standing in front of?
Our home.
Can you tell me the names of all your brothers and did you have brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm. Both?
Can you tell me their names?
The oldest one is Leonard, and then it was Johan. And Andreas in Jakob.
So those are the 4 brothers.
Yeah. And then was Johanna, Bettini, and me.
Do you remember very much about your grandparents?
I remember my grandfather, yes.
What can you remember about him?
Oh, he was a nice old fella. Looked at him and he was moved to the house and walking around. Tried to help. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was this on your mother's or your father's side?
Mother's. Father's side, I don't remember anything of them. Mm-hmm. My mother was the only daughter, and she got the place where I was born. So Well, I knew what, where my other grandparents come from.
I didn't have so much contact with them. I was visiting them. So.
When did you come to the United States? What year?
In 1922.
And did you come in the summertime, or do you remember?
I landed in Tacoma the 1st of April.
Oh, you came right to Tacoma then?
Yeah, that's an April fool.
You were an April fool? Oh, dear. Well, when we get into the story of your first job here, we'll find out why you say that.
Then did you come by yourself? Or did you have any other members of your family with you?
No.
You were all alone. Why did you come here?
Oh, I just like to go so many went here.
Mm-hmm. You just like to travel?
Yeah. Oh, I like to travel.
Did you have anyone to come to here? Did you have
a person here? Oh. I come there, but I start working the other way. She had a family, and I figured I couldn't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped working there. Mm-hmm.
So you came to live with her then?
When yeah, I come there. First there.
Mm-hmm. Were you... how did you feel on the day that you left Norway?
You felt that day I would be back again.
You knew that you would go back.
Yeah. Mm.
What kind of things did you bring with you?
You snuff soy, cruiser, and you know, mm-hmm. I didn't bring anything special.
No keepsakes or no pictures or.
Oh yes, I have pictures. But
Oh,
No, since I moved out of my home. I know where I become of myself. Just help himself.
Yeah. What do you remember about your trip over? Do you remember anything about the boat or the
Oh, I had a wonderful trip on the boat. Nice weather, it was just like a. No, wait a minute. Nice weather. Mm-hmm. No, it was awful stormy. Gosh, it was a minute, it was seasick, it was so.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it was a pity. But I wasn't seasick, I was up every day to every meal. And one day I thought, well, I'm going down and have lunch. And then I come down to my room. Here he was laying heaving around. He was still in the room. He was laying there heaving.
Oh.
Sick like a dog.
Oh.
But you didn't get sick.
And then I got sick too.
Oh.
And I looked at them, that baby was here, you know, drawn. But the eating glass was used to 2-3 hours, then I was okay. Then got up on the deck. Got so fresh.
Was that at the beginning of the trip? Did you get used to the motion of the boat after a while?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it was. Do you remember how long did it take you?
Oh, gosh. We got 9 days over the ocean.
9 days?
Yeah.
And where did you leave from in Norway? Where did you depart?
In Bodø.
Oh.
No, Rognan is Saltdalen. I left.
Oh. The boat left right from
yeah.
there?
No, I had to go to Bodø and then I went from Bodø and then.
Where did you land then in the United States?
In Brooklyn.
Then how did you get to Tacoma then?
Took the train.
All the way by train?
Mm-hmm.
by yourself.
Yeah.
You were all alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the first.
There were lots of people on the train. I wasn't all alone.
But you didn't know them.
No.
You were by yourself. Then you came to live with your cousin then, right away. How did you feel in the United States when you first came?
Oh, I felt okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got the job, and I was unlucky. I didn't get a very good job. I had some nice people, so then I was wishing I'd be home.
Mm-hmm. What kind of job did you have then?
Housework. He wasn't nice, it was a woman. The other girls, we was lucky because we got such a good jobs, and I really kept it there.
Why don't you tell us what the problems were? What were the kinds of problems you had in your job?
Well, for one thing, she expected me to work night and day almost. And she, I couldn't get enough to eat. I wouldn't dare to take a slice of bread, how hungry I was. I was working and I got hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't dare to. And so my girlfriend worked across the street there. And I should have Thursday and Sunday off. Well, Thursday, she always had lunch and asked people in for lunch. She said, you can't go today, I have lunch and you have to stay here. You can get to go out tomorrow. Then Friday come, you can't go out today, I mean, the cleanings have to be done. What?
So you cooked and cleaned and
Sunday he went and played golf and he didn't come home before 5 o'clock. And you know, before you got through in the kitchen and clean up, there was no time to go out. I couldn't go any place then. It was 7 at the 10 o'clock. So that's the lady treated me when I called.
How long did you stay in that house?
Oh, I stayed. No, I don't stay. I think I stayed there. Here. Of course, my girlfriend was across the street, and the lady she worked for, she told my girlfriend to tell me to quit that job, and if I didn't have any place to stay, I could stay with them till I got my job. Because we didn't talk to three people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it came.
Did you have any difficulties because of the language?
Oh, well, it was to understand, you know, to understand. It didn't take me so long. And when I had been 1 week in the house, then I knew the work, what I was supposed to be done. So that it took me quite a while, because I could understand fast, but for the talk. I was kind of old too when I come here, and you know, you don't learn so fast when you were young.
Let's see, you were just about 30 or 31 when you came.
30,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we had one boy. But if it had been children, of course, I would have. The boy, he was about 11. He was the meanest kid that I've ever seen. God, he wasn't good. So anyhow, that's the day of that.
What seemed the most difficult to you when you first came to the United States?
Well, to talk was the first for me. I don't talk good yet, I can't get along.
Oh, you certainly can.
You speak very well. Did it take you a long time then to feel at home in the United States?
No, it didn't take me so long. Then I got the new job.
Right.
Then I got the new job. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't. No, of course, then I could join the rest of the friends I had. There's quite a few of them that come at the same time as I did.
So, what was your next job then? What did you do after you?
I went to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And worked in the kitchen in a cannery.
Mm-hmm. In a fish cannery?
Yeah. So I was there, and it was the other girlfriend of mine. She went up again for was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had good time. Mm-hmm. Worked in the kitchen. So it wasn't there.
Were there many Norwegians that went to
oh
Alaska?
Yeah,
there was
oh,
a
yeah.
Where was that in Alaska? Do you remember?
In Alaska.
Where?
No, wait a minute. Bigfoot Water.
Bigfoot Water?
Bigfoot Water.
Big Port?
Big
yeah.
Port.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know where that is. But that's on the coast.
It is on the coast that can be there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was that a summer job?
Yeah.
Then that you had?
Summer, yeah.
Just for the
summer
time?
Summer, yeah.
And did you go up by boat then?
Mm-hmm. And then in the fall I married.
You did. Can you tell me about your husband, where you met him? And
I met him in Alaska.
In Alaska. Mm-hmm. At the cannery?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was a cook there.
Oh.
And I was in the kitchen.
What was his name?
Henry. Henry Lindy.
When was he born?
You asked me.
Was he much older than you, or was
yeah.
he about the same age?
No, he was older than I. He was about 8 years older than I.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's close enough. Mm-hmm. Where did he come from?
Come from Sweden.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Where in Sweden?
I don't know the name of the it was from Göteborg,
mm-hmm.
but it was a little place outside
mm-hmm.
Göteborg,
mm-hmm.
little town yeah. on the land.
Mm-hmm. Did he come to the United States about the same time that you did?
Oh, mm-hmm.
yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about your children? Do you have any
family?
You don't have any children.
I'm just all alone here.
Look at this.
I have a relative in Canada. There is my, I have a nephew there. He has children.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see them very much. They live in Canada. New Bessemer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a little ways away then.
Sure, mm-hmm. it is. When I have a house, it's quite often done. But since I come here, we haven't been down so very often.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other contact with relatives in back in Norway? Do you still have sisters that are living? And
no, they have not passed away.
Did you write letters?
Oh, yeah. I have nieces and nephews there.
Mm-hmm.
So I write to them. And friends too. I still have some friends there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been back there for a few trips, so when I got in contact with
them. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know we'll want to hear about the trips, and I'm sure Jenny is going to ask you about that. I'll come back in a little bit.
Okay.
I have to go and see some of the other interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when you had these two jobs now, then you that was to help support the family that you were staying with, the cousin you were staying with when you were here.
Well, that helped.
to the family income. You said that you stayed there and you didn't feel like you could stay there free.
No, no.
So you...
Of course, I couldn't stay there free.
No.
But they didn't charge me much.
Mm-hmm. And then
they didn't charge me anything before I started
mm-hmm.
working.
Mm-hmm. So then did you help cook and...
Oh, I helped. I worked, first I worked just the day, going out in the day, till I got No, that's just about all.
Was it hard work in the cannery? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
No, I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. You got to be a good cook then, huh?
I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I'm sure you're a good cook.
I enjoyed that. Because it was just certain hours and then it was free.
Mm-hmm.
And it was true.
Did you cook for a lot of people?
Gosh, I didn't ask. I wasn't all alone. My husband was cook. Even he was the cook. And then I worked there. Mm-hmm. It was something. It must have been 70, something like that.
Yes.
It was a big, big job.
And hungry.
Yeah.
After all that work.
Get hungry.
Yeah. Well, then, did you marry your husband then in Alaska, or did you come back
no,
to Tacoma?
I married
him. Mm-hmm. And it was just one summer that you worked there at the cannery?
No, I was there twice.
Two summers.
I don't come so much after I was married.
How did you get that job?
Oh, we those there at the cannery, left in Seattle, so I'm over there.
You went to Alaska before you knew you had a job then? Or did
no,
you?
We had a job before we got there.
Yes. And then it was somebody that your husband knew?
No, I haven't met my husband yet then. I got the job to go up there.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
So.
Was medical care, doctors and nurses, were they very different when you had first come to the United States? Do you remember much about that?
I don't know. I haven't been to the doctors before. But it's in my head.
Oh, yes.
I've been so lucky. I have had my health.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't to any doctor before. I mean, it's the same thing about it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a cold or any other type of sickness when you were younger, or when you
not
first come?
Not to speak about.
No.
I have been very lucky that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Very lucky.
Yes, that's a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm. I maybe could be sick for a day, you know, or two, but not anything to
mm-hmm.
worry about.
Yes.
Never done to any doctor.
Do you remember any times that anybody else was sick and what you did for them? Did you have any home remedies?
Oh, yeah. I have lots of people that are sick. They usually come and won't help.
They came to you and wanted to help.
Mm-hmm. So
why was that?
I helped them a lot
mm-hmm.
when I could.
Mm-hmm. Why did they come to you?
I was willing to go and I didn't charge them.
You didn't charge them anything. What kind of sicknesses did you treat then?
No, it just I didn't treat them. I just worked there and fixed the meals and things.
Now where was this? This here in Tacoma?
No, before
you came. Did you celebrate Christmas Norwegian style when you got here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did you eat the traditional foods?
No, I fix different things, what we used to fix. So
and what was
then
that?
Then I got my own home here. And there was lots of things I fixed.
Did you have lefse and
horseshoe, lefse and sausages and different kind of sausages and things? Well, I fixed that.
And Krumkaka and how did you celebrate Christmas then? Did you have a tree and?
Oh yeah, always have a tree. Always have a tree.
Can you tell me a little bit about Christmas?
Well, for my part, when I was married, I have a cousin dependent. Yeah, he lived in Tacoma, I lived in Seattle. But I always had him over for Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. And then friends we went for an American visit and have dinner with him. So
have you been active in a church since you've been here?
I belong to the church, but I haven't been active for to work. But I belong to the church and go to church, and I have been given money because I couldn't, when I got hit, I haven't been able to work after that. But I give them money now, so I don't feel guilty or anything.
Was that a Scandinavian congregation then?
Lutheran. Gloria Dei Sverige. Well, we had sermon in English.
When did you join that church then?
Oh, I I went to church for quite a while before I joined, because when I was working, I couldn't go on to school. But I joined the church and still belong to it.
Are there any other activities that you, like what about the Daughters of Norway?
Oh yeah, there I have been. There I have been working for.
Can you tell me a little bit about that organization?
It is a good organization. Very good. Enjoy it.
Why is it good?
Well, we do lots of good. We have the weeks and the money they give the poor people. Around Christmas, they go around and find out who needs things and picks up the basket for them. They don't give them money, they fix up baskets for the food.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, they do lots of good, I could say that.
What did you do? Did you ever hold an office, or
I was,
did you do anything special?
Yeah, I was, what do you call it? No. Door locked. You know when people come in and talk in the
door locked. Door
yeah.
Watch.
Yeah.
Watch. Yes.
When people come in and they give the and the password, you know. And then there was when they took in ledsager, they call.
What was that?
Ledsager. We saw. Then people come in or they join the meeting to help them to get in the praise and the sermon.
Were those meetings held in Norwegian then?
Not lately.
No,
we turned it over to English.
And you've been a member for quite a while then?
Well, since I come here. I come mm-hmm. here in first of May.
What did you have to do to join?
Initiated.
They did that to you. What did they do? It was a special ceremony. Told you the rules and the password and. Were you active in any other community organizations? Anything else you can remember? Just the Daughters of Norway.
When I was working, there was the one I could get down. And after I was married, we got to Lake Colony.
Where did you go then? Did you travel around in Washington? Did you travel around?
Oh, yeah. We traveled around in Washington. Mm-hmm.
That was just a vacation?
We had a car and we just went off.
It's a pretty state.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty, pretty. Mm-hmm. You were glad that you came to Washington then when you first came from Norway?
Yeah, I was happy over it. Mm-hmm. I had lots of friends in New York and they wanted to stop there.
You had relatives there?
Not relatives, just people I knew, mm-hmm. friends that had gone before here. Mm-hmm.
And they tried to get you to go to New York?
Huh? Yeah. Of my ticket out here, and now I'm glad I got out here.
Do you remember how much that ticket cost? Was it really expensive for you to come? That had bought that ticket, or did you save up your money to come here?
I bought the ticket myself.
So then you were.
I have saved up a borrow some, because I didn't have quite enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I borrowed some, and of course I paid that back. Just as soon as I got the money.
Did you hear a lot of good things about America before you came?
Oh, yeah. So I guess that's why we go to go here.
Mm-hmm. What did you hear? That's been quite a while ago. Yeah. I just thought maybe they said
that. I think it was in the space.
Did you have any hobbies when you were first here? Or interests? Did you paint or did you?
No, my hobby was sewing.
Sewing?
Oh. I really enjoy handwork.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
Did you sew for yourself or did you sew for other people?
Oh, I sewed out for other people. Mm-hmm.
And then you made money?
Crochet and. I just like to help people.
Mm-hmm. You're a good soul.
I wasn't so angsty for the money. Mm-hmm. I just like to help them when I could.
Mm-hmm. After you and your husband were married then, did you continue to work and earn?
I went with him to Alaska for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Work in the kitchen. Either of those.
Then when you came back here, then he started to work?
Yeah.
And you didn't work?
No.
You just kept busy with sewing and...
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of friends that you visited, or?
Oh, yeah. Lots of friends. Mm-hmm. I had lots of friends.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone back to Norway since you came here?
Yeah.
When did you go back? Can you remember the first time?
It's the last time. It was 3 years since I was.
Oh.
It's 3 years since I was.
Were you here very many years before you went back for the first time? Was it a lot different when you went back?
Oh, yeah. It has changed a lot.
What was it like?
This last time I went, it sure had changed everything. People had more money, and we was traveling more, and we enjoy life more.
Mm-hmm. It's a little easier maybe now?
Yeah, sure.
Was your home that you grew up in, was that still there?
No. It has burned down.
Oh.
So, but he left, my nephew had built the house right by, so I stayed with them and I was soon.
Oh. So you still have a lot of relatives back in Norway? Do you think they'll ever come to the United States?
We have been here.
Have they been here?
Been quite a few have been here.
Mm-hmm. They come to visit you then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I had the house, you know. But now I
don't. You had a house here?
Oh, I had, yeah. I had my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tree they come and took the house.
Oh dear.
I really had a nice, it wasn't big, but it was big enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I think I couldn't afford to buy a new home. Mm-hmm. Old house, you have to always work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have to go and got the apartment. No, I'm here.
You like it here, too?
Yeah, I have no complaint.
I think it's really nice here.
People are nice, and everything is nice and clean. And we have nice food, so I don't have anything to complain.
Does your family ever have reunions? Do they ever get together and
here?
Mm-hmm. Or in Norway?
In Norway, oh yeah. Yeah.
Celebration.
And here now, like Easter Sunday, I was with my nephew's daughter for Easter, and because there are quite a few of her sister and brother.
Mm-hmm.
So we was together.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas we get together. He always asked me to come along. And that comes in the morning, I think. I don't take them all out, but those that ask me, I take them out.
You take them out.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I can't have it.
Mm-hmm. No. But there's a lot of nice places you can go.
So, I guess that's just about all I have to say.
You can't think of anything else. Did you talk about the daughters of Norway?
Mm-hmm.
And all of that? Good.
Can you say a prayer or something in Norwegian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can say that.
Do you want to say something for us?
It's I guess a common English one.
Can you try to think in Norwegian? Was it a song you remember, maybe? You could just tell the words to you?
Ja, men du snakker norsk? Du husker norsken?
Ja, jeg snakker norsk.
Ja, snakker du norsk med noen av dem som bor her?
Nei, jeg har ikke funnet noen her som snakker
norsk. Har du ikke det?
Nei, jeg har ikke det.
Nei, men du leser norsk veldig mye. Du leser.
Du leser norsk hele tiden. Du leser norsk, men snakker det.
Ja. Sønn også. Ja. Snakket du norsk med mannen din? Eller? Altså, han var svensk.
Han var svensk. Ja, visst. Not very much. He wanted me to learn some English. So I wasn't very good at that.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, but we snuck off and on.
Uh-huh.
And he has brother, but I had such a big kick when he came. He's not svensk. Between them.
Uh-huh.
And I had such a kick to listen to that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, I can understand Swedish and Danish too.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I can understand that pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, really appreciate your
thank
talking
you so
to
much.
Us.
Yeah, I hope you can do any good.
Oh, yes. Helps me.
It's so nice that you have various of these things to keep your memories alive. You've got
yes.
your pictures of your church
oh,
and your mother
yes.
and your
yeah.
all these
yeah.
things to remind you.
You live so close to the church Sunday morning and the church. That's what I missed so when I come over to her church then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed her. Because we left close every Sunday. Or whenever we ring the church bell, we heard them. And I sure missed them. I was sitting just wishing.
Mm-hmm.
I should hear something like it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I had one question that maybe you covered this, but during the years you were in Norway before you came over, because you were, you said, over 30 when you came,
mm-hmm.
what kind of work did you do then?
I done housework then.
In your home community? In
yeah,
your big
yeah,
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 yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that was really what you knew
yeah,
to do?
That's
yeah.
what
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
very much.
Careful.